Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. And this is the second of my sort of getaway TT programmes. A sequence of hopefully calming and relaxing music. Let's start straight away with the music of Eric Coates, regarded by many, of course, as the king of British light music. Here is his Idyll.
Thank you.
That was Idyll by Eric Coates. Lovely piece. And now to one of my favourite piano concerto slow movements. It's the Adagio Assai from the Piano Concerto in G Major by Ravel, played for us this evening by Marta Argerich with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. the lovely slow movement of Ravel's Piano Concerto in G major. I think perhaps limpid is the best word to describe that piece. I like the way that Ravel basically introduces the solo piano in a very languid, laid-back waltz. The orchestra creeps in almost imperceptibly after a few minutes, and then there's a wonderful cor anglais solo against all that lovely, gentle piano filigree work. It's a tremendous movement. Should be enough to soothe any shattered TT nerves. I hope so, anyway. And now to the music of Emil Waldteufel, the sort of French Strauss, really. His waltzes, to my mind, are as equally good as any of the Strauss dynasty, and they have a sort of a little Gallic twist occasionally. He was a wonderful orchestrator. Here is Waldteufel's waltz, The Grenadiers.
Thank you.
Splendid War Sequence, The Grenadiers by Emil Waldteufel. And now to the music of Vaughan Williams. I did play some months ago an extract from his magnificent C Symphony, his first symphony, written in sort of 1909-1910 and premiered at the Leeds Festival in October 1910 with the composer conducting. I played the opening of the first movement, which is a splendid opening, one of the finest openings of any symphony in my opinion. I'm going to play the opening 4 or 5 minutes or so of the finale, altogether totally different. This is an incredibly peaceful and wonderfully beautiful piece, set to words by Walt Whitman, "O Vast Rondeur Swimming in Space," the opening of Vaughan Williams' C Symphony, the finale. the wonderful opening of a wonderful symphony. That was the opening of the finale of Vaughan Williams' first symphony, the C Symphony. And incredible to think back that that work was actually performed on the island in the Villa Marina with the orchestra, as it was then, with Alan Pickard conducting the teacher's choir. What an occasion that must have been. I wonder, will we ever hear that tremendous piece in the Villa Marina again? And now to the music of Elgar, and a piece I don't think I've ever played in all the 7 or so years. It's the slow movement, a wonderful, wonderful slow movement of his violin concerto. It's played for us this evening by Hugh Bean, with Sir Charles Groves conducting the Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. And for many record collectors and pundits, this performance, the performance of the Elgar Concerto by Hugh Bean, is the finest ever made.
Thank you.
the slow movement of Elgar's Violin Concerto, played for us this evening by Hugh Bean. Of course, it's probably the most popular of Elgar's concertos, although, of course, the cello concerto, wonderful cello concerto, well, it's a close-run thing. There is actually a piano concerto by Elgar, but it was left in a sort of fragmentary state. It has been completed, but it's very rarely heard. Also very rarely heard piano concertos by English composers, the piano concerto of Delius and, of course, of Vaughan Williams. I have recordings of them, and they have some very, very fine moments in them, but they simply haven't caught on with the public. I just haven't stayed the course. Now to the music of Haydn Wood. Briefly, this is from his suite, London Landscapes, or rather London Snapshots, I should say. This is Queen Mary's Garden. The music of Haydn Wood, that was Queen Mary's Garden from his suite London Snapshots. And now to something that was originally written for a film. This is Hubert Barth's Cornish Rhapsody, a once very popular piece. The film was called Love Story. Hubert Barth, Cornish Rhapsody. Thank you. Hubert Bath's stirring Cornish Rhapsody. And that really brings us to the end of the programme. Just got time for a very short piece to see us home with. I hope you've enjoyed my selection. It was intended to sort of make a calm musical interlude during race week. Well, who knows? Next week, we're sort of back on track with a more regular programme. The mixture as before. There will be some British light music, of course, but some other things as well. In fact, I think I have in mind perhaps the most unusual piece I've ever played in this series of programmes, but I'm not going to give you any more clues than that. So, to play us out with Quiet Countryside. Goodbye. Thank you.